Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends. How does God call a man to decades of media ministry in Boston with a love for the body of Christ at large while focusing on prayer and revival? This is the story of Pastor Brant Gillespie from his studio in downtown Boston. It's 9-camera setup, beautifully lit green screens, control room, and 8K Constellation 40 input switcher. Brant Gillespie produces high-quality video projects daily. Psalm 105, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." That indeed is what Brant Gillespie does. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our program, to remind you, dear friend, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you. Look, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how tough things may seem to be, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who, according to John 3:16, Jesus loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ reaches out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you turn from your way to God's way? That's called repentance. You know, that's our prayer. That's our hope. Pastor Brant Gillespie is the president and host of Pray TV, a ministry of more than 22 years. He's also the owner of BGM Productions, located in the Lion of Judah complex in Boston. He's married to Pastor Charlotte Gillespie. They are members of Congregation Lion of Judah. Pastor Brant, welcome to our show.
Well, it's just a joy to be with you, Danny.
Truly an honor, and I just love listening to your voice. God has truly blessed you with a smooth voice of silk. Pastor, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up literally all over Canada because my parents were Salvation Army officers, and they literally moved them about, kind of like in that model of the army moving people about. And so what would happen for us is we would get notified in the second week of June whether we were going to move that year or not. And if we were told that we were going to move, we packed up the barracks, they called it, you know, the house that was provided in the Salvation Army for the officers. We just pack up our stuff, and that would be everything that would be personal, including some knickknacks, but everything else was just Salvation Army accommodations. And so then we would be told on the third week where we were going to be moving to, and then on the first week of July, you would move. And so literally, I was born in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, and then moved to Vancouver. From Vancouver, we went to London, Ontario, then London, Ontario over to Red Deer, Alberta, then Red Deer, Alberta to just outside of Toronto, Toronto to Winnipeg, to Edmonton, back to Winnipeg, then to Barrie, Ontario, and that was all by the time I reached the grand old age of 11. So it continued with a couple more moves, and we landed in Toronto, and from there it was a little more stabilized.
You gave a Canadian a trek down memory lane.
Oh, really?
Someone listening would very easily be able to just track exactly where you were. Pastor Brandt, who influenced you most in your growing up years? You mentioned 11, but thereabouts.
I would say certainly my parents did. They were the greatest influence in my life growing up. You know, we in the Salvation Army, we were always kind of trained in music and especially band instruments, and started off playing, you know, an E-flat. They called it a tenor horn, and then a cornet, which is like a trumpet, and that. So we were very immersed in music, and then I also was, you know, part of a program that was in Canada called the Royal Conservatory. And so I was taught music and formally taught music from the time I was pretty little. You know, I was 5 years old. In fact, I remember my mother teaching me how to sing harmony when I was 4 years old. I remember me sitting on the sink in the bathroom and her singing a melody line and teaching me, or having me sing a melody line and then teaching me a harmony part and then having me learn the harmony part and that. So these were very influential basics in my life. And so, you know, music was a big part of my development. And then when I got into kind of my teenage years, I sort of saw some of these Christian music, a gospel traveling quartet kind of things, you know, and that really just grabbed me and it grabbed my attention. There was a group called the Couriers. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they were out of Pennsylvania, and they would come up to the Toronto area and they would sing, and I just got captivated by it. And so I ended up learning how to play the piano and sing, and started off with going out on some concerts. And then right when I was 17, I joined a Christian music group in Michigan, and it took me to Michigan to be able to go there to play the piano for a gospel music group. And we traveled, and then the people I was staying with and the manager of the group was a high school teacher, and he promised my parents that I would finish my last year of high school, my grade 12, and then from that on, that point on, I was off into the music kind of thing for many years.
You mentioned Christian music group, yeah. Age 17. Your spiritual journey. I mean, you grew up, you're born into the Salvation Army.
Right.
You grew up there. Take us a little deeper into your own journey of faith. How did that grow in time?
Well, you know, in that you've asked, I hear that I was, you know, with my parents being Salvation Army officers, and they had morning services and evening services, and they would trade off. My father would, you know, preach in the morning, my mother would preach at night, and then the next week, you know, she'd preach in the morning, he'd preach at night, kind of thing. They tell me that when I was a baby, they would feed me, put me in a little basket, and stuff me into the pulpit. And so I had the Word of God preached over me from the time I was an infant, literally. I remember asking my father if I could respond to a Billy Graham crusade that he had taken me to when I was 5 years old, and walk down and formally commit myself to the Lord. But I just had this, I had this desire in me from as long as I can remember to know the Lord, to try to please the Lord. Now that, I want to be very careful here. That doesn't mean it answers all of the questions. It doesn't mean that you know everything. It doesn't mean that, you know, you walk a perfect life by any means, which is surely I have not. But the desire in me was just intrinsic as long as I can remember. And my parents had an experience when I was 14 where my mother had gone to a special kind of seminar that they did in the Salvation Army. It was an institute that they really went kind of after the Holy Spirit in a deeper way. And that gave her some kind of a hunger in her own soul and in her own heart. And she had made a commitment to the Lord that if he would take her out of being kind of like in that active role of preaching and teaching and doing all these things like a Salvation Army officer in a local corps, they use the term corps instead of church, would be doing, then that she would really seek the Lord. And that happened. My dad actually was transferred to what was called the trade department. He was the assistant director of the trade department in Toronto and was more like a moving into more of a managerial, if you put it into those terms, level, where my mother actually, for the first time, didn't have to do a lot of, you know, the day-in, day-out pastoral kinds of functioning that happens alongside of the other work, which the Salvation Army does, that is reaching out to, you know, needy people and that, that she would then give herself to really seeking the Lord to try to understand what that meant. And so she did that, and lo and behold, she came into this experience that is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She herself had never, ever heard anybody speak in tongues until she was on the floor praying and experiencing this kind of glossolalia, as the term is often referred to. I remember coming home from school that day. I was 14 and seeing my mother, and she was in a different world. Anyway, it just affected us, and it affected our whole family. And, you know, within that week, God had just sort of done something different.
You're listening to Pastor Brent Gillespie sharing his mother's experience and the impact of the ministry of the Holy Spirit on the Gillespie family. Reared in the Salvation Army, developed his musical skills, as you can see and hear the voice, the instrument that God has given to him. When we come back from our break, more from Pastor Brent. What happened in his family as the Spirit of God moved powerfully in the Gillespie family? Facebook.com/praytv.host. You can find out more about Pastor Brent Gillespie, members of Congregation Lion of Judah. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart with you.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience The Good Life today.
Pastor Brent Gillespie has produced for the 700 Club, 100 Huntley Street, Family Research Council, Dish Network, from TV stations like INSP Charlotte, Comtel Miami, WEDU Tampa, WLAE New Orleans, and Lone Peak, Salt Lake. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks so much for joining us. Pastor Brian Gillespie is here sharing heart to heart with you. Before our break, he was talking about his mother. The Spirit of God came upon her, a baptism of the Holy Spirit. She began to speak in other tongues, glossolalia, and things began to change in his family. Pastor Brandt, as things began to change with the Spirit moving in your family, when did you discover your passion and gifting which led to your work in media?
I believe it began when I was, I started into the Christian music groups, and one of the groups that I was in, the first full-time group I was in was the Blackwood Singers. It was the younger group of the Blackwood Brothers. And we were out of Memphis, Tennessee, and you know, it just opened up some doors for me. And then I was in another group when I was in Bible college, which was called the Orels, and they were based in the Detroit area, and I was going to Detroit Bible College at the time. But when I joined the Envoys, we would travel, and it was the early stages of the 700 Club. And actually, it was the time when, before Pat Robertson actually hosted it, Jim Baker was the originator of it. And so we would just be, every time we'd be, you know, you had a bus and you were traveling and, you know, doing all these concerts. And we were based in New Jersey, and we made a couple of runs, you know, every winter down to Florida. And so on the way down and on the way back, we'd be stopping at the 700 Club, and we were just really there, you know, many, many times. I got to know a little bit about the 700 Club based on my experience there. But there was a producer for the 700 Club that I met. And he said, you know, Brant, if you ever want to, you know, do something a little bit more with the 700 Club, he said, I'm going to be in the Hartford area. Channel 18 was a station in Hartford that it was actually an FBN, Faith Broadcasting Network, out of Glendale, California. But they worked in conjunction at that point with CBN. And CBN had three stations, I think, Dallas and Atlanta and the one in Norfolk, Virginia at that point. And then this other group out of Glendale, California had other ones. And they would kind of bicycle tapes around, if you remember the days of bicycling the 2-inch tapes around and that. But this producer was going to be in the Channel 18 in Hartford, Connecticut. And he invited me to do a series of programs, which I did for over 6 months, where I hosted a program and we had musical guests and they came together. And so it kind of got me exposed to this, you know, kind of more formal media expression. Up until that time, I was just thinking singing and producing and we had owned a production company with the Envoys, and I'd produced personally about 65 different albums for many different artists, including 11 of our own projects. But it was just a way that it opened up a door. And then from there, it was after Jim Baker kind of went and started his program, PTL. And at the early phases of that, I was invited to come and sing on that and be a part of that. And then that led to 100 Huntley Street, which in 1977 we began, which is the Canadian program. I don't know how many people down here in America actually know about it, but it is the longest-running Christian television program in Canada. And I was the first producer and co-host for the first week, and I had done the pre-production work for the telethons and getting that underway. So,
while you're getting all this experience and you're producing, where did you meet Charlotte?
Charlotte and I met at her father's church when I was 16 and she was 15, and we started going together at that point. In fact, the story is my mother looked up into the choir, and she saw a beautiful young lady there, and she said, "Lord, I wish you'd give my son a lovely young woman like that one," and that was Charlotte. There was sort of a spiritual intuition that was a part of our lives at that point.
I wish our listener could see your face when you say Charlotte's name.
Yeah.
There's a brightness, a glow, Brant Gillespie, that just shines through. And I hope it just shines through these airwaves, these podcasts, your shine. What lessons, as you have traveled together, now I have context.
Yeah.
15, 16 years old, all this traveling you're doing, 100 Huntley Street, TVN, PTL, you and Charlotte are together. What lessons have you learned after decades of marriage?
Well, there's so many lessons, Danny. And I have to be honest, I can't sit here and not address kind of the elephant in the room, because I actually failed morally. And I failed her, and I failed our family. And it kind of all blew up in 1992 in particular. And I was pastoring here in Quincy. I was removed from ministry. It was tragic. The pain of it was exhausting. We became separated because she wasn't getting well, and I wasn't getting really what I needed as far as healing was concerned. And there was an opportunity with this gentleman who I worked with in the Envoys. He'd actually become a multimillionaire and worked in a very large business in North Carolina, and his name was Don Storms. And Don said, when I explained that Charlotte really wanted separation, he said, "Well, come on down. I know your skill set. We'll find something for you." And I was invited to go down to Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte says, because we got together, got back, you know, God healed us, but it took time, you know. But it was like, she said, "Well, at least he won't forget my name." So I ended up being in Charlotte, North Carolina for about 5 years and managing a satellite network. And it was a business, but we did huge events all over. And, you know, it a lot of the things that you read on that list were a part of producing in that era and in that period of time with all of those different, you know, TV stations and you know, huge events. In fact, one of the events was in Atlanta, where they filled the Atlanta Dome and the World Congress Center, which was next door to it. And there was over 105 or 107,000 people at that one particular conference. So it was at one of those world record kind of business meetings and I was the producer and the organizer for the television side of those kinds of things. So
you expanded by way of experience, by way of opportunity. God opened a door, even in the healing process,
yes,
for you,
yes,
to expand your skill set,
mm-hmm,
while the marriage was
in crisis.
In crisis.
Yeah.
Talk about restoration. Talk about lessons in healing, because someone listening today is in that moment.
Yeah.
They are in crisis. When you talked about the elephant in the room, it was like oxygen for them. because they thought they were all alone. And suddenly, here you are sharing, but here you are also with the glow of love mm-hmm. for your spouse.
Yes.
Talk about restoration, lessons of healing.
For me and for Charlotte, it took time, because when there is betrayal and when there's brokenness, it does injure. And those injuries, they've just got to heal. You've got to make room and place and space and allow it to happen. I don't know if I ever thought that I would have the privilege of being involved in active ministry after that terrible period of time. But God healed us. It took counseling. It took many other things. In fact, I was a senior producer for a daily TV program out in Pittsburgh. After being with this other company, I felt like, you know, and God was using that to be able to bring Charlotte and I together. And I had an arrangement with that television. It's actually the Cornerstone Television Network, but it's based out of a television station, actually, in the Pittsburgh area. And I made this arrangement that I would work 10 days and then be off 4, and I would be able to come home to Boston area. And Charlotte and I would go through our process of, you know, being in counseling and working on our issues. And in the first part of that, I just had to listen to her pain and her agony of soul. I mean, she was in such pain earlier than this point that when she would hear my voice on the phone, when I'd call to talk to the kids, you know, she couldn't hear my voice and not be in fear. I mean, I never physically hurt her or anything like that, but it just caused so much grief and so much pain, so much loss. But we worked through those things. And in that period of 6 months while I was doing this set of projects for that particular television station and network, she had to make a decision whether we would move forward or get a divorce. And she made the decision. The Lord instructed her and gave her peace that if we moved together, that God would heal us. And he did, and he has. And it's been the grace of God. It's always the grace of God for anything in our lives, but it is the grace of God, and he's done it. He's been faithful.
The fact that you share, the fact that you open up, this kind of vulnerability, speaking of the lowest moments of life, speaking of being on the verge of hopelessness, and yet speaking of the redemptive grace of God, speaks, and we need to keep speaking. Pastor Brandt, when we come back, let's spend some time praying. Praying for a dear friend that's listening right now, whose heart is broken. He or she feels the fear that you speak about, that Pastor Charlotte felt when you would call. Unspeakable, indescribable fear and pain. The Lord sends Pastor Brandt Gillespie to share heart to heart with you, dear friend. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
On behalf of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, weekdays at 6 p.m. on WEZE, and visiting drdanny.live for more resources. My dear friend, it is because of listeners and donors like you that we are able to spread the message of Jesus' love and bring hope to people like you, your family, and friends. Proverbs 11:25 says, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Will you prayerfully consider donating to Danny Yamashiro Ministries so that we may continue to broadcast the gospel, so believers will be built up and non-believers may form a relationship with Jesus Christ? Visit drdanny.live to make a financial contribution today. That's drdanny.live. And thank you again for supporting The Good Life with Dr. Danny. May God richly bless you with The Good Life.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life
today.
Well,
when someone opens up, things begin to happen. The light begins to shine in, even in a dark place. The place could be very, very dark. The pain can be unspeakable, indescribable. Things happen in life that we cannot explain. Things happen in life where we need the intervention of God. And yet when God comes, there is the hope of restoration, the hope of redemption. And there is a unique kind of beauty that exists in that with the touch of God's grace. Remember at the beginning of our show, I talked about there is no place that you've gone, nothing so bad that you've done, that Christ in his grace cannot heal and restore. Pastor Brant Gillespie is sharing something very deep from his life and his heart, dear friend. You can find out more about him at facebook.com/praytv.host. And hear his ministry, see him in action as he features and highlights the work of God throughout Boston and beyond for people to get a taste of what the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is doing. Pastor Brant, let's come back. As you speak about your brokenness and your healing, someone today is broken. What would you say to a dear person in that moment?
I would say that the most important thing is to not avoid what you're going through. There is a tendency in us, in our humanness, when we feel pain, there's always the reflexive reaction to move away from it. Like the hand on the hot stove, you pull back. That's a natural, normal, healthy reaction. But when there's things that are in the soul, you have to be able to endure some of that pain so that you can actually give attention to it, not just have reflexive actions, but actually understand what's going on. For me, there was a deep need to go into the deeper levels of understanding what was happening, what caused the things to go on inside of my heart, inside of my soul. And the only way that you as a listener are going to be able to really move beyond this into victory is to be able to sit with the Lord. Sit with somebody who is competent to counsel, somebody who has a gifting of insight who can walk with you. I mean, I had wonderful counselors that helped me be able to move into and confront and deal with things that were going on in my life, things that had happened. And through the Holy Spirit, through being, sometimes we have, you don't get there until you're almost forced to. Some exposure, some breakdown, something that reveals that you can't manage it anymore. It's just crumbling. And so you have to deal with it. So for me, all of those things are important. But paying attention and moving with confidence that God does love you. He look at David's life and look at so many people's lives. There is this nature in us that is this fallen nature, our human nature, our natural tendency. If we are left to ourselves, we make bad choices. It's just the programming of our carnality. But God, He can lift us out of that, and He can heal us to a place where you never forget what went on, but you don't respond the same way to those things either.
Someone listening might be thinking or feeling, oh, there those Christians go again. They'll say a scripture, they'll explain something, and it's like explaining it away. But when I look at your face, I see the anguish. I see the agony. It's all come back. So there's a level. You talk about deeper levels. I sense that here. We're not just placating and just giving nice sayings here. You've been through in the grace of humility and supplication. Would you pray for someone, a broken person, for a broken person, longing for healing? The touch of God. Will you pray for that dear one now?
Father, I do ask, Lord, that by the sweetness of your Holy Spirit, you will tenderize this person's heart to be able to receive the grace and the mercy that you intend to impart. And Lord, that the accusatory voice of the enemy that says you are undeserving, you don't deserve this, you can't expect this, Lord, I pray that you will just eradicate that false voice from their heart and from their ears so they can hear your intentions, your desires, God. Lord, your desire for every one of us is that we would be able to rise from the pit of whatever problem, whatever circumstance, whatever painful existence any of us get ourselves into, so that ultimately, Lord, you win in this struggle of this thing called life. You manifest your healing. You show yourself strong to deliver. Lord, we recognize that by your anointing, fallen, broken human beings can arise to a posture of strength that they never believed they could ever walk in. But Lord, you can do this because this is your intention. It's almost like a little hint, a little expression of heaven on earth when we are brought to a place after exposing our brokenness and giving you the opportunity to be able to apply your salve of healing to our souls, that we would then be able to respond, God, and be able to arise to our destiny. Your destiny for every human being is to be able to walk in liberty and victory. And Father, I just pray that it would not just be trite words, but it would be a lived out fact that, God, you are making a way where there is no way, that you are giving health and strength where it feels like everything is just falling apart. Lord, you are able to do this. We thank you for it, and we pray, Lord, right now, the releasing of your amazing grace, God, your healing virtue, God, whatever it is that any of us need at any given moment, Lord, so that we can respond to you and we can receive your intentions for us, because your plans for us are to give us a hope and a future. Your plans for us is to complete our destiny and that it's never too late. You are always working on our behalf. And so, Lord, we thank you for doing that for this person right now. We are praying in agreement with.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The salve of God's healing, Pastor Brent. The refreshing water of hope through Jesus Christ. What is the wonder of a cracked vessel? Well, the wonder of a cracked vessel is that it leaks. It leaks with the refreshing water of hope through Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Brent. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Sometimes we just have to go. We have to go deep. We have to go where the Lord leads. But dear friend, when we come back, we'll talk more in our final segment about Congregation Lion of Judah, the leadership of Dr. Roberto Miranda, and how his life, used by God, was impactful and continues to be impactful in the life of Pastor Brandt and Charlotte Gillespie. More Heart to Heart with you. Facebook.com/praytv.host. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a program that was born out of prayer. The Spirit of Christ guides us through prayer, empowers us through prayer, and provides for us through prayer. There are mighty things that the Lord is doing in the Northeast, across the United States, and around the world. Would you like to be a part of God's work through The Good Life with Dr. Danny? Visit drdanny.live. Dr. Danny invites you to join his prayer team. Each month, you will receive a letter updating you on some of the behind-the-scenes developments, prayer requests, along with a devotional that Dr. Danny writes to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join the prayer team today and make an eternal difference in people's lives. Visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Well, the Lord certainly puts people in our lives. The Lord has put Pastor Brian Gillespie in our lives today in this moment. And there are divine purposes that the Lord plays out in and through us by the way he moves and intersects our lives with others. Dr. Roberto Miranda, pastor of Congregation Lion of Judah, has impacted so many lives in the Boston, New England area and beyond. Pastor Brian Gillespie, in what ways have the leadership of Dr. Roberto Miranda transformed you as a Christ follower?
I think the greatest way that Pastor Roberto Miranda has affected my life is he never allowed the history of my failings to hinder him from opening doors for my moving past that and moving out from it. You know, for most of your listeners, they may know that Pastor Roberto Miranda passed away on May the 21st of this year. The loss is overwhelming. We, as a congregation, and we've got a number of really wonderful pastors that are a part of our leadership team there at Lion of Judah. But the loss of Roberto is incalculable. You know, it's only God can understand why he took Roberto. you know, Roberta was younger than me, so I never in my foggiest imaginations thought that I would outlive him. I did not. I just, you know, he's gone, and it's tragic. But the greatest thing that he did was he opened the door for many people, me being one of those persons, to be able to just begin again, to find your footing, to be trusted in little things, and be more and more able to move into whatever it is that God puts in your life and calls you to do. He just cooperated with the Lord. In fact, Pastor Sam Acevedo, who was with Roberto for 25 years, actually, I've been at the church now 10 years. And, you know, it's Sam has this statement. He says, you know, this is the island of misfit toys, Congregation Lion of Judah. I've got to say it kind of quickly. I've got to move a bit quicker to get some of these things into the segment. But Pastor Roberto felt called of the Lord to leave a normal kind of a church environment in Cambridge, nice, you know, suburban. It wasn't suburban, but it was, you know, in a nice area of this of Cambridge, a brick church and everything nice and neat. And felt led of the Lord to come into the most needy area of Boston, right a stone's throw from Melniacass Boulevard and Massachusetts Avenue, known as Mass and Cass, and this area that is just infested with drug addiction and many broken people. And the Lord has just used this as a way of bringing people who are broken into places where we can find healing. And it's true for my life, and of course Charlotte, because of me and my wrong choices, but literally the church is full of people who are in process and making progress, coming out of all kinds of brokenness. And it is the one thing that we have in common at Lion of Judah, is that we all know how broken we are and how much we need the Savior. And it's not to suggest that people who have been raised in church and kind of lived a steady life all the way through, you know, it's not suggesting that they don't have some of that and that. But where we're at is we are confronted with it. We have had to deal with it. God has brought us through these things to an expression that I believe is giving amazing hope. Like on Saturday morning, this past Saturday morning, I slipped into the, you know, the kind of outreach that's going on. And there was over 100 people that were coming out of the streets. I mean, these are people who are homeless. These are people who are drug addicted. These are people who are indigent by all observable, tests that you might throw out there. And yet God's raising them up. He's saving them. And some it's three steps forward and, you know, two back and, you know, keep kind of coming out of the hole, you know, but God's doing it. And so I just love Lion of Judah. We call it Congregation Lion of Judah because he had Pastor Roberto had this affiliation with Israel and this desire to have that kind of framing of that that word.
A word.
Yeah.
A saying. Something that as you, in a moment of reflection, Brent, think back on the voice of Pastor Dr. Miranda, what would he say to you often? Is there a phrase that you would always think about that resounds as you consider his impact in your life?
Well, the theme is that you really can arise and that God is faithful. And he was not a cliche man. Dr. Miranda was brilliant, probably one of the most brilliant men I've ever known, you know. And I mean, he wrote his own thesis at Harvard, and he did it without even the normal framework of the counseling that goes around it, because it was so out of the box. But all of those who were a part of his thesis there in his doctoral program at Harvard, they just recognized the validity to it, and it just the expression of it. He is a complex man. He was always, when he talked to you, I don't know, did you ever meet him? You didn't have that privilege. Oh, I wish
that you didn't have that privilege.
But he really, truly had a way of engaging and being connected. But the theme that was always there is that God can take you, and God can use you, and God can forgive you, and God can heal you, and so all of us who are there, all of us are recipients of that. That imprint is deep in our souls.
As we begin to wrap up our time together today, just a couple more questions. Sort of like a lightning round, I guess we are now with time. But how did the Lord inspire you to start Pray TV?
It happened when I was in North Carolina, and I just was praying every morning, and we would gather at this this conference table, and we would pray, and I was managing a satellite network, a television that was for this business that was there, and I just felt like the Lord said that He was going to have a reliable place where people could go to know how to pray, and I immediately in my mind kind of thought, well, that would be like a, you know, a satellite network and that, because that was the frame of reference. It was before internet. I mean, we had these tiny little boxes, you know, we used to watch on our computers. But it was I just wanted to be a part of that. Prayer has been very important in my life. That'd take a whole program to develop, but that's essentially it. That came to me, and every decision I've made since then, since that period, it was 1996. Every decision I've made since then has been made in the light of that.
Hmm. In the light of that, yeah. As we're speaking, as we begin to wrap up now, what do you sense the Holy Spirit is doing? Sort of going back, circling back to your mother and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But what is the Spirit doing from your perspective in Boston and more broadly in the Northeast?
I think the thing that I see, and it's happening really around this whole mass and cast issue of the indigent, the homeless, the drug addicted, There is an amalgamation of churches and organizations just coming together. I'm talking about hundreds of people beginning to feel this deep need, this wound in the culture, the wound that the mayor of Boston and the former mayor of Boston and others throughout the state, they don't have answers, and they're at least willing. You know, they've been so secularized, they have been dismissive of the gospel. But with the need being so great, they have come to realize that there is a need for the gospel, once again, to be at least administered. You know, they might think, well, it's for those poor, poor people that are so broken that they're addicted and kind of, you know, still, again, this marginalization. But there's an understanding that somehow the gospel can raise people out of the pits. And so that is really hopeful.
Pastor Brandt, thank you very much for your heart and for your sharing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reviving words, dear friend, from Pastor Brandt Gillespie, facebook.com/praytv.host. Dear one, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to drdanny.live for more resources. To join our prayer team or partner with us financially, again, visit drdanny.live. And I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 105, verse 2. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Brant Gillespie, facebook.com/praytv.host. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director, Brian Torres, web designer, Shana Kusumoto, and guest coordinator, Jan Yee, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, God bless you.